You like what you see in that mirror, huh, Sarge?
Pushy, isn't he?
What's up, Sarge?
I just got a call. That guy's suing me.
Suing you? What for?
That accident I had. How do you like that guy? He's suing me.
So? You got insurance, haven't you?
Sure. But it's the principle of the thing. Why should my insurance company have to pay for that?
Well, was the accident your fault? I mean, how did it happen?
That creep stopped right in front of me, so I smacked into him.
Well, did he signal he was going to stop?
Huh?
Did he?
I don't remember.
Well, if he didn't signal, then you're okay.
Well, I don't remember. I don't think he did.
Well, were there any witnesses?
No, those things happen so fast, nobody ever really sees them.
Well, then, what are you worried about? There was no eyewitness. It's just your word against his. The word of a stalwart, upstanding, 20-year Marine, who fought for his country, against the word of a civilian. So there was a witness, Sarge. Too bad it had to be that one.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, remember when Pyle was in here yesterday and suggested you go out for a soda together? Remember how you told him off? Remember those things you called him?
I remember. What are you getting at?
Just this. Pyle would be an idiot not to spring at the chance to get back at you. I mean, he wouldn't be human if he didn't take advantage of a setup like this.
Well, anyone else, yeah. But Pyle? We've been together since boot camp.
Sure, Vince.
I'm the only sergeant he's ever had.
Uh-huh.
He's loyal to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm dead, ain't I?
Like I say, it's a golden opportunity for the private. He just won't be the friendliest witness you might have.
That's great. Oh, that's just great. Well, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, it might help if Pyle just wasn't around.
I need you to tell me that?
It's too bad Pyle doesn't have a furlough coming up or something.